third perek of Nazir, fifth Mishnah. The halacha of a Nazir is that he's not allowed to be matam himself. Tumas meis. We'll learn later a certain type of tumas meis, which the Nazir causes the Nazir to become tummy, and he has to start his nazirus over. The other ones that just matam himself, he does not have to start his nazirus over again. Misha Nazir, who basic verse, if he was in a basic verse at the time, accepted upon himself the nazirus, Afilisham Shloishim Yom, he was there for full 30 days, Ein Oilin Lom in a Minyan. We do not count those 30 days. He doesn't bring the Kovim Tumah. So, why is that so? The days don't count because he was Tumah the whole time. Even if he didn't have the type of Tumah which a normally would require a Nazir to start his Nazirus over again, but here he never started it. And he doesn't have to bring a carbon either, because the carbon is only if it was a Nazir Torah that was Nitma. Yosef and Nitmas, if he left, he was retire himself. And then afterwards he went into the Besek Varis, Olam of Min HaMinyan. What he counted beforehand does is not erased, maybe carbon Tumah. But this is only certain lower levels of Tumah. If he has higher levels of Tumah, which we're going to learn later in the Sefer, then he loses out the entire Naziris. Rebbeleza says that that which we say that he has the higher levels of Tumah, he loses out the days he counted, is only if he counted in a few days. If he only counted the first day, he does not lose out the first day. He has to have at least 2 days, and afterwards he had this higher level of Tumah, then he loses out those days. But if he only counted 1 day and then it became Tumah, he does not lose out that 1 day. We'll see later in the Masechta exactly what types of tumors we're talking about.